talk about fear. This guy is fearless. I want to bring on our first guest today. He is Lieutenant Commander Sam Tickle.
You know, he had to be fearless with a name like that.
Sam Tickle?
Yeah.
You think so? I don't know. Well, this guy, first of all,
I bet he got
bullied. He is the face.
I bet he got bullied in school.
No, not this guy. This guy looks like a tough guy. I will tell you that right now.
$100 to Japan.
I'll take that bet. $100?
$100 to Japan.
I'll take your 100 and ante up another 100.
All right.
How's that? And if you've watched ESPN, you've seen the Unstoppable Tour, and he's doing 30 different sports in 30 different cities over a 30-day period. And the commercial looks really cool. He's doing different things. He's jumping out of a helicopter. He's doing a backflip off a helicopter. He's tackling a tackle dummy. Lots of different things.
Is that a sport, tackling a tackle dummy?
I don't know if it's a sport, but that looks kind of fun. It sounds like a cool job. He is originally from Pennsylvania. That's why I like this guy.
Yeah.
East Coast guy. Lives down the West Coast. East Coast guy. And he is going around the country doing the Unstoppable Tour. And you can check him out at unstoppabletour.com. We have with us Sam Tickle. Welcome to the show, Sam.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
Now, Sam, first of all,
Were you bullied as a kid?
Yeah, were you bullied as a kid? The fact I want to know about that.
Somebody's going to be donating some money over to Japan because, no, I was not bullied as a child.
There was no kid. There was no kid.
I love that.
Nobody came up to you. Hey,
one time, and that's that. And that guy paid a price for the rest of the other people to follow. Right, Sam?
No, not the way I grew up. You know, I stayed busy with athletics and tried to stay out of as many fights as I possibly could.
Now, you're doing 30 different sports. Now, are you a sports junkie? Is that what are you? Do you do every type of sport?
I am a sports enthusiast for sure, and I have a very short attention span for all sorts of athletic activities, and I like to try a lot of new things for sure.
So are any of these events that you're doing, are they new to you? Like, is anything that you're trying for like the very first time, or did you know about all these different sports?
Have you ever heard of Sepak Takraw? Exactly. I hadn't either.
Okay.
So, yes, I did a lot of things very new, and they were, I had to focus very quickly and learn very quickly, and including even simple stuff. I might be the only American kid out there that never played baseball growing up.
No kidding.
Yeah, really? Very true. I played soccer and hockey and track, and just never kind of concentrated on those, and never really played baseball.
So now, like, what about throwing though? Did you have to learn? I'm sure you had to learn how to throw.
Oh yeah, I mean I played football. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh okay.
If you watch the episode, I think I did pretty good. Hit a home run, so that doesn't hurt.
Nice. Tell us, how did you get started? How did this whole journey come about?
Well, a friend of mine, she let me know about the show and what they were looking for, and you know, I immediately jumped at the opportunity to work with EAS. You know, they're the leader in science-based, sports-specific nutrition, and, you know, why not? This was a 30-day dream job for me.
So you talked to a friend, and did you have to try out? Did you have to, like, you know, did you have to beat anybody up to do this? What was the tryouts like for this? What happened with this?
Yeah, I did have to beat up that dummy that you saw on the commercial. Yeah, I went through Athlete's Performance. I went through a very, very specific tryout period, where they, you know, had me hooked up to wires and oxygen machines and power output, and I threw everything with a ball, bat, board, you name it. And fortunately, they picked me.
Now, Sam, were there other
incredible experience for sure?
When you were doing all that testing, were there other people that were trying out there as well, or was it just you at that time?
They were. They did a tryout across the country, and I tried out in the LA area. Went through several casting processes, and it all worked out for the best.
Now, were you talking smack to anybody? Like when you were there, like going, dude,
no, you're not going to get this.
No
smack talking. I mean, really, everybody was kind of separated into different time slots. So I would see some of the other guys, but there was no smack talking. Everybody was kind of on the same.
Everybody's on the same
page.
In
the athletic world, you know, there's competition, but at the same time, everybody's kind of supporting each other. So
cool.
It was good.
Cool. Now, any injuries, anything that we need to know about, anything that's happened to you that's other than blood? Because I don't know if blood counts, unless you can't stop the bleeding.
Yeah, I couldn't stop the bleeding. You know, day three, I was played rugby on artificial turf. And, you know, those turf scars keep opening up everything you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see in a future episode, I do run into some back issues, but just with the constant beating on your body, you know, every day without rest. But
right.
You know, nutrition played a huge, huge role in my recovery process, and without the products from ES, you know, I wouldn't have made it through that 30 days for sure.
Well, it would have been interesting to see another guy without the products to see what happened to him.
Or maybe Sam, Sam without the products and then Sam with the products. You know, they should call the one you're not doing the ES products, call that the Stoppable Tour.
Right, there you
yeah,
go.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, the Stoppable Tour.
Now, any of the events, like, did you get to pick out any of these, or they were already pre-selected for you? Like, was anything you said?
He woke up in the morning and they handed him an envelope, and then he had to go.
You're not far off. I actually was handed a gym bag, and in the gym bag was what I was doing that day. It was a hint. So I had no idea what city I was going to be in or what sport I was doing. So there in comes the mental game, you know, that you
right.
have to – that it's so – you know, focused sports specific. I mean, you need that mental preparation, and you know, I didn't have it. So you got to focus real quick, rely on your training, rely on your nutrition, and just go.
What do you think has? And now you're still doing it, so obviously we don't know, have the answer to this. But what has been
the tour's complete?
Oh, it is okay. What was the most demanding physically for you?
You know, it's hard to point out any one because in the middle they sort of become a blur. I'd say I did tower running. I ran the Willis Tower in Chicago, ran up that twice to equal the height of the Burj Dubai, the tallest building in the world.
Nice.
I played football with Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals.
Right. Did you have to play cornerback against him trying to catch a pass?
No, he ran me through basically a whole NFL workout.
Okay.
You know, beat me down, yeah, for sure. And I also played basketball with Danny Granger and the Indiana Pacers, and that was pretty intense as well.
Nice. That sounds great. Now, what about the martial arts stuff? Was there any of the – I know you were talking about that one thing before. Was there anything – did you have to knock anybody out or somebody knock you out?
That was martial arts.
It sounded like martial arts.
I did do a grappling jiu-jitsu session in – that's in an upcoming episode in the next couple of days in Death Valley.
Now, was there any event that you did that you're like, hey, I kind of like this. I think I'll do this when this thing's over.
There's quite a few, actually. You know, Sepak Takraw was one of them. It's kind of volleyball with your feet. I was a volleyball player growing up, played in college.
So that kind of combines like soccer and volleyball. Wow,
yeah,
how
absolutely.
Cool is that?
It's incredible. You should look it up. These guys are great. Played in Des Moines, Iowa, of all places.
Now, do you play in the sand?
Rugby was... No, you play on a hard court. So yeah, and these guys are doing backflips and side kicks, and you know, it's bicycle. It's a feat of athleticism for sure.
Wow.
And then rugby. I really loved rugby a lot. It was a sport that, you know, combined a lot of my athletic history, but something I never had the opportunity to play, and it's something for sure that I'm going to continue doing here in San Diego.
Any smack talk in that? I'm sure you had to
do
a little smack talk.
Yeah,
do a little rugby for sure.
Just a little talk back and forth, but it's all friendly banter, you know. You know, sometimes, you know, it's not about, you know, it's not about the winning and losing. It's, you know, it's just about getting out there and playing. And that's what this tour was all about, was, you know, getting people outside to try something new, not be afraid to fail, and trust
right.
that your body and that you might be good at it. Who knows? You never know. It might be something you never thought about trying.
Right. Now, Sam, I'll tell you, the one thing that's really cool is, first of all, the commercial is running nonstop in ESPN. Like, you can't watch ESPN and not see the commercial. And it's really a great commercial. I mean, it's really have you gotten a lot of fame from it? Has a lot of people noticed you, and have a lot of people been coming up since the actual Unstoppable Tour started? Has a lot of you know, people coming up to you?
There's a few here and there. You know, not a whole lot of fame, and that's not really what it was about. If I can hopefully inspire other people, then that's definitely the point. But no, I haven't been recognized too much on the street, you know.
So now,
is there going to be, is it true? I heard a rumor that there's going to be a Sam Tickle Me Elmo doll coming out. Is that true?
I've never heard that one before.
Really?
Right. He's never heard that before.
I was a pilot in the Navy, so I've heard every call sign nickname in the book for sure. You'd be hard-pressed to find a new one.
That's right. And a lot of people lost teeth over any comments. You're lucky you're over the phone, Lee.
That's why I did
knock a couple of teeth out.
You know, I'm a lover, not a fighter, guys. You guys keep bringing up that.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, has anyone ever told us you look very similar to Coach Bill?
The guy from Powder.
No, Coach Bill Cowher. Powder?
From who?
What? Bill Cowher, you remember the coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I know Bill, yeah.
Has anybody ever told you that you look like him?
No.
No, they have not.
Really?
I don't see that at all.
Well, Bill Cowher with hair. You know, if Bill Cowher was bald, I guarantee you, he had that strong chin. I thought, you know, you had to be related to the guy. And plus, you're from Pennsylvania, too.
Yeah, I am from Pennsylvania. The other side, though.
The other side, exactly.
Yeah.
So now, 38. What's going to be your next dream job? What are you doing after this? This gig's up.
Right now, I work with the Marine Corps Warrior Athletic Reconditioning Program. I basically work with wounded warriors. And, you know, our goal is to promote health and wellness with Marines and sailors, and we help them recover physically and mentally through sports and recreational activities. So,
oh, how cool is that?
That's my full-time job. Yeah, it's incredible, and it's inspiring, and I think, you know, they probably inspire me more than I inspire them. But
what's the website if people want to get involved with that?
You can go to Warrior Athlete Reconditioning Program.com, I think. Or if you just Google it, it pops up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wounded Warrior programs are great. No problem. No, sorry.
Now, so you're a coach, you're a mentor, you're also the director of personnel for the Marine Corps Wounded Warrior Athlete Reconditioning Program. Yeah. What are some of the things that you have to do in terms of helping others? I mean, is this more like physical therapy? Is this more like just getting out there and doing stuff? What does it entail?
No, it entails, you know, we organize events, mostly camps, and we prepare guys to help guys get out of bed. I'm not doing the physical therapy part. They're already pretty much done with that.
Uh-huh.
It's to get them, you know, to keep from playing, you know, the video games of the world, to get them outside, get them to try something new, not to be afraid to fail. I mean, we've got guys that are throwing shot puts that have never done that before, you know, running track, you know, with amputated limbs.
Right.
And, you know, swimming, guys, I have a guy that's blind with no legs that swims, and he's pretty good.
Right.
You know, and it's getting them to try new things, get them excited about it, and getting them competing against other guys, because competition kind of drives the soul, you know.
Right.
Keeps the blood flowing, and these guys really love it. And the goal right now is our next thing is Warrior Games, which is an Olympic-style event between with all the services. So they all compete against each other in Colorado Springs, and it's an incredible event.
Wow, how cool is that? Yeah, that sounds like just real inspiring work. I saw something, I think it was on either on 60 Minutes or Real Sports with Brian Gumbel one time about the scuba program they have in Guantanamo Bay with some of the wounded warriors, where they actually teach them to get in the water and scuba dive, and that seems to really be a wonderful program as well. Now, you know a lot about the military here. You're a Navy pilot. You also were involved in New Orleans helping out in Hurricane Katrina. You were there 2 days after the hurricane hit with helping others. Tell us a little bit about that experience. What was that like?
That was, you know, it was a war zone down there. Just the sheer, you can't even imagine. And now people are going to, you know, they're seeing it in Japan as well. But just complete chaos as far as, you know, air traffic control. And, you know, we were pulling guys off the rooftops and, you know, buildings and out of flood-torn areas. And it was an incredible, a quick learning experience. And that definitely, my experience in the military for sure helped me, you know, just succeed on the tour as well, because it's the quick thinking, it's the adapting, it's the trusting your training, you know, that I use in the military that, you know, helped me compete with the AS Unstoppable Tour.
Right. Unbelievable stuff. You've done it all. I mean, Sam, what's next? What do you see in the future for yourself?
How do you challenge yourself after going through something like that? Everything else seems boring.
Juggling.
I'm trying to convince EAS to do a 60-day tour, like a comeback tour, and then maybe a world tour.
There you go.
Sam,
it on the road.
Sam,
there you go.
Forget about it. Go for the 360-day tour.
Every day.
And bring the fat guy, bring Dr. Fitness and the fat guy with you, and then we have a party, and then you know, we do stuff like juggling, power eating, things that you can eat.
Can you ride a unicycle?
Yeah, unicycle stuff, training.
I've not tried a unicycle. We should try that. Maybe unicycle football or something.
There you go.
Rugby. That'd be better.
There you go. Well, listen, first of all, the Unstoppable Tour, you go to unstoppabletour.com. Sam's been doing 30 sports in 30 days in 30 cities. And it's been great talking to you. It's been real inspirational. And you're a great guy, man. Sounds like cool. We'd love you to come down here
to
Atlanta.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, we'd love you to come down here and do some sports down here. Now, when you went to 30 cities, which was your favorite city? Was there one particular city that stood out? Was there one place where you're like, man, this is cool? I mean, San Diego can be a bad place to live, but was there one place that you liked the most?
You know, I didn't get to spend a lot of time. You know, I was in and out of cities so quickly. I love Boulder, Colorado. Unfortunately, I didn't get to hit down south. And I grew up – I mean, I went to school down south, so I love it down there. And, you know, and we would have loved to have gone there. But I wasn't the driving the bus, and we kind of hit so many cities in such a quick period of time that, you know, I spent a lot of time – we actually spent a whole day in Boulder, so I really liked it there.
Cool. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really appreciate it, and we'd love to follow back up with you once we find out about the 360-day tour with the Unstoppable
Absolutely,
Tour.
Absolutely, for sure.
We'll follow back
Make
up
sure
with you.
Guys-
Yeah.
Make sure you guys hop on online and watch. They're really awesome. They're really, really inspirational.
Definitely going to do that. And again, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Sam.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
That is Sam Tickle. He's the guy doing the Unstoppable Tour. If you go watch on ESPN, you'll see what we're talking about. Go to unstoppabletour.com. 30 sports in 30 days in 30 cities. It's a 30-day dream job. I wonder if he got paid a lot of money to do it. Dream job always means
nobody.
You like what you're doing, lots of money.
No.
Huh? Isn't that the dream?
But your dream, Mr. What? Materialistic. That's all you care about is the Benjamins.
What about your dream?
I just want to help people.
Oh, you don't want to help people?
Help people get
There's
back.
There's no way. Yeah, absolutely.
That's
okay.
Me, doctor. That's how I
That's
roll.
How you roll?
That's well, the Hippocratic oath I took.
Well, I want to thank our guest Sam Tickle for coming on the show today. Check him out at unstoppabletour.com. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com.
Yes.
Check out
our blog,
our book,
Past Guests,
35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing. Great little book.